Brad Fritsch, my friend, PGA Tour veteran who joins us on the Adam Gold Show, also a big Senators supporter. Can we get some help from your guys tonight at Madison Square Garden?
You know, I hear a lot of you Canes fans asking me that and saying they're supporting the Senators. And let me just be the first one to say that I think the last time I saw an Ottawa victory in Carolina was like 1989. So
wow.
let's pump the brakes on the Canes fans supporting Ottawa.
okay. All right.
So I think the last time the Sens played the Rangers at Madison Square Garden, we actually won easily. So it can be done.
I'm hoping for
a nice big win tonight.
Let's get it. They've been feisty. I like that. I like the fact that they have played with some edge, even as the games have stopped mattering. All right, let's get into Scottie Scheffler here. Yes, he's hot, but is he also not the best player in the sport right now?
Oh, he 100% is the best player in golf right now. He's been hot for 2 years. If only he had a cooperative putter last year, he'd have probably 2 times the number of wins that he has right now. I think he's on 9 PGA Tour wins, yeah. 2 majors. You know, he putted, I think the strokes gained was 172nd. That's Brad Fritsch territory when I was on tour. And I mean, this is the best iron player in the world.
Yeah.
One of the top 5 drivers of the golf ball in the world. And you saw it down the stretch yesterday when a couple of guys who were lurking had trouble with the shape of some of the holes. I specifically think of Morikawa on 9, doesn't fit his shot shape.
Right.
He hits it in the trees and made a mess of it from there. And then Max Homa, who played very well, but he was trying to rope hook a 3-wood around the corner because he doesn't have that shot with driver on 13.
Right.
So Scheffler just stood up and did whatever he wanted to off the tee all week. And in particular, his driving and his short game were the best at Augusta last week. And, you know, you'd almost say that he played just okay the rest of the way. Like his iron play was good, but it wasn't Scottie Scheffler good, and he still won by 4. So that's scary to think about. He's got such a great mindset. He's all these weapons in his arsenal. So he's definitely the best player in golf right now.
Brad Fritsch is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at Brad Fritsch on Twitter. The thing about it is that I'm glad you brought it up that way, is that he didn't do anything spectacular. He didn't wow us with, oh, did you see that? He just ho-hummed 72 holes, and he didn't run away. I mean, he ran away late when everybody fell off, but once the conditions got to the point where birdies were going to be readily available on Sunday, the first 3 days, man, making birdies was hard. But on Sunday, when the course got warmer, the ball stayed in the air a little bit longer, and I think the wind died down. Like, you were going to need to shoot a good score. And he was basically the only guy that did. I mean, he shot 68. If you have a one-shot lead and you shoot 68, you're probably winning that golf tournament. But everybody, not only did Morikawa hit one in the trees because of shot shape, but they also made critical mistakes. I would argue that Max Homa might have gotten unlucky as much as anything, but how many putts did Max Homa not make between the early part of round 2 and the beginning of round 4 that might have had him in a different position?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. And that's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you saw yesterday in particular on the second 9 was a little bit of how we used to watch Tiger Woods play majors, which is to say that he would hang around and everyone knew he was going to make a couple birdies. So everyone else started to begin pressing. And you saw that on the 11th hole, both Oberg and Morikawa trying to fit it in to that left hole location. Max did get unlucky on 12, I think. He hit an okay shot. He probably, you know, the ball lands 3 feet shorter, and he's totally fine, probably in the back bunker. He probably makes three. But that's the kind of player that Scheffler is. They know he's going to play well 99 times out of 100, so they think they need to do something spectacular. And in reality, they did. I mean, Morikawa had to shoot, 67 to tie Scheffler. It's an outstanding round on a Masters Sunday. And the greens were still a little bit baked out. They're a little bit firm. But you did see some of Scheffler's magic. I don't want to downplay. I mean, he hit it pretty darn good yesterday starting on the 9th hole. You know, he hit it to an inch on 9.
Yeah.
He hit it in there about 8 feet on 10. He made the smart play on 11 and trusted his chipping. He didn't get it up and down. Smart play on 12. And then he hit 13 and 2. He hits it, you know, to 2 feet on 14. And then 16, he hit a great shot. So a number of shots in a row where he closed the door. So he did play well in that stretch. But up until the eighth, you know, after the eighth hole, there were two guys tied for the lead and two guys one shot back. So it was definitely a golf tournament starting the second nine.
Yeah, I mean, at one point before Scheffler and Morikawa played the eighth, all four of them were six under par, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was there for anybody else to win or to at least put pressure on Scheffler. I tweeted out early in the round that I guess it was through the first seven holes. I mean, Scotty's leaving the door open. Does anybody want to walk through? And the answer was, we'll just kind of hang out here in the threshold. Nobody really wanted to walk through because, even though the real difficulty of, look, there's danger everywhere. 10, 11, 12 can be dangerous. Obviously, 17 and 18 had been playing difficult all week. But the real danger is in the first several holes, and you know, nobody took advantage of like even a softer opportunity on 3 or 2. I mean, well, we could sit here and talk about Rory McIlroy forever, who probably missed 10 putts inside of 8 feet over the course of the round, the first three rounds. It could have been very different. What do you think of Tiger's finish?
I thought it was very telling that after the round, he called it a good week.
Yeah,
we're definitely have transitioned into not necessarily ceremonial golfer Tiger, but the elder statesman of the game who might have one, you know, magical week left in him. But for the most part, if he plays four rounds, it's a good week.
That's magical. And if he plays four rounds.
Yeah. You know, one thing I did see, I was there last year watching, and him limping off the first tee in the first round was painful for me to watch. It just looked uncomfortable. It made me feel uncomfortable. I can only imagine what it felt like to him. This year, his gait for the entire week looked okay. It didn't look like he was getting through the ball on Saturday and Sunday very well. So that tells me it's a little bit of a lower back thing instead of a leg and ankle thing. But, you know, his walking looked a lot better than it has in the past year and a half. So that's a positive. He's still striking the ball well off the tee. He's hitting it far. And for the first 2 days, that was Tiger putting like he did 20 years ago. He made so many par putts, so many par saves. For him to make the cut was pretty darn good the way he hit it. So I was impressed with his game through two rounds, but you kind of figured that the two rounds took it out of them. They were not easy days to play in, especially Friday. And then Saturday was just as difficult. I don't recall a 2 day stretch at the Masters like that in a long time where the course was so difficult and the conditions were so difficult.
Yeah. I thought Friday, the second round that he played, he bogeyed two of his last five holes, finishing his first round. The fact that he shot even par in those conditions, having to play basically 23 holes, the last 18 of 23 holes, when he had played 24 competitive holes coming into the Masters all year. I thought it was one of the more remarkable things that I had seen, because you saw what everybody else was doing. The average score was a 75 in round two, and he got it around in 72. It was incredible. There was no way he had anything left. And he started off fairly well, actually, on Saturday. I think he was even through like five holes. And then it all went haywire. Who could have won this tournament not named Scottie Scheffler?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's such a tall ask to think that Ludwig Ober could have won, but he certainly was in position. I thought Max Homa, for him, had a pretty poor putting week, so that tells you how well he struck the ball.
Yep.
You were talking about his putting rounds two and three specifically. He hung in there mentally, though, man. It is really frustrating. I've been there making 17 pars and a bogey. When you know that there are holes that are specifically designed and set up for birdies. But he hung in there, and he gave himself a chance on the back nine, and that's all you can ask. I don't know how many times I'm going to get fooled by certain guys, and I don't say it to be mean, but a guy like Xander Schauffele is like a super popular pick, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's going to break through. He's going to break through. And maybe he just won't. And he'll win a bunch of PGA Tour events in his life. He's one of those guys where you'd say, man, I can't pick him again until he wins. You know, he has to win one before I pick him again, that type of thing. Wonderful player. But there just seems to be always a guy who's going to beat him in the big events. And that's okay. There are, you know, tons of guys throughout history who are great players who never win a major. Thinking deeper into the top 10 of the week, I don't know. My pick for the week outside of Scheffler was Will Zalatoris.
Right.
He played well. You didn't see much of him. I think he finished 10th or 11th.
Yeah.
But there weren't too many guys that really had a chance. You know, you talk about Bryson maybe, but it just looked like it was the first week of him playing with those irons competitively, which it was.
It was, right.
Because he just misfired a bunch of times where he hit it, he posed, and then the ball flew over the green.
Yeah.
And it just happened a lot, and he looked surprised. And so I think it was just one of those weeks where his equipment might not have been dialed in. And then he didn't putt well on the weekend. He putted fantastic the first day, and then that was kind of his best day by far.
Yeah, and his decision on 15 on Saturday was poor. Even if you're lucky enough to curve it as much as you, and he basically had to hit a boomerang to get it onto the green from where he was. I mean, just lay it up and wedge it. It was in a position where hitting a wedge to that hole location was probably going to be a lot easier than doing anything else. And he put himself in a very difficult spot. Let me just ask you one more question about maybe it won't happen. You think it'll ever happen for Rory McIlroy?
At the Masters, there's so much baggage.
How about a major at this point?
Yeah, I think he has the potential to win a major. You know,
well, he should have won two of the last four. He should have won the Old Course and at LA Country Club last year.
Yeah, when he has to, I'll say this: he doesn't have the driving advantage that he used to. Even though he's still one of the top three or four drivers of the ball in the world, he doesn't have that extra length that he used to possess over everyone else. Everyone else has caught up to some extent, so there aren't as many guys left in the dust as there used to be. A lot of his major wins were on soft,
yep,
windless golf courses. And, you know, St. Andrews was really firm last year, and it was down to his wedge and his putter. And those are probably the two weaknesses of his game, right? Colt Knost kept talking about it, yep, all week on the Masters app, the best app in the world. Six iron through driver, he rivals Scottie Scheffler. But after that, he's kind of an average PGA Tour player, which is hard to overcome if you want to win major championships. So he still has the overall game. I just think the baggage is getting really, really heavy. He's over 50 pounds at the check-in desk right now, having to pay extra. Like, it has to be, everything has to be set out perfectly for him, I think, to win, especially at Augusta. So I'm going to say no, because there are so many talented players now that have not caught up to him in terms of talent, but there's just a ton of guys who are super, super hungry. And I think in Rory's head, it might be getting towards, like, is this ever going to, maybe he's asking himself some questions.
I think he is asking himself some questions. I'm still Team Rory, and I'm still Team Brad Fritch. At Brad Fritch on Twitter, former PGA Tour player. I thank you very much, man. We'll go Senators tonight so the Hurricanes can win the division again.
Hey, who's starting game one for the Canes?
Frederick Anderson.
Okay, good answer. It's the correct answer.
It is the correct answer. I have given that answer incorrectly in the past, but I'm pretty sure it is the correct answer right now. So, all right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate your time.
Okay, take care.
You got it. Brad Fritch here on the Adam Gold Show.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at WakeMed.org.